Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's a sunny, balmy Monday morning, and we're just trying to decipher the Supreme Court ruling. Like, he's immune, but nobody's really like coming out and saying it yet. We're like the first to be like, so he's immune, right? Like, what are they saying? We don't know. So yeah, we're just kind of keeping our eyes on this. This is big stuff.
Well, the talking heads there will doubtless enlighten us as to what it really means.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I just can't wait to hear their commentary and take on all of this. But, no, they're saying he has no immunity for unofficial acts. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you watch the debate the other night?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about that?
I don't know how to say without... I have to say that I didn't think either candidate did very well. Frankly.
No.
It didn't impress me.
Mm-hmm.
It did not move the needle on me.
Right. I mean, it definitely made me doubt Biden's competency a little more, but it just reminded me how Trump is, you know. Just, I mean, he's going to dodge the questions and just kind of fixate on one topic and, So,
I'd only make this comment, if I get in trouble for it, but we are a country of 35 million people, and these are the best two. We have to, a 77-year-old and an 81-year-old.
Right.
Are these the best two people we can come up with to run our country? And that's not really a political statement other than, both of them are going to be in their 80s.
Right.
While they're in office.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are living longer and in better health, but isn't there some vibrant 40 or 50-year-old that has... I mean, you lose energy as you get older. Doesn't matter what anybody says.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm about the same age as Trump.
You're still hitting the ball pretty far, so...
But I don't have the energy I did when I was 40.
Right. I mean,
I think I have the energy I had when I was 50. But, we like to think that.
I mean, you take pictures of presidents before and after their term serving, and you see how it ages you.
Yeah.
I mean, you must not be able to sleep at all for 4 years.
Yeah. Well, so the responsibility of the free world, I guess. I don't think it moved the needle much on anybody. I think whatever your political opinion was, you probably did not change it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shame, but again, I think it just illustrated what I just said about is this the best we can do?
Right. But if it comes between an old stiff guy and somebody up on stage dancing to Cardi B and cursing at me, I'm gonna go with the old stiff guy. Those people scare me. The new left, as I like to call them.
I said that. Unfortunately, I was not born an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'd be happy to step in.
Right. Yeah.
If old guys are okay, I'll be happy to step in.
Yeah, definitely. I would vote for you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, 850-437-1620. If you got any questions, comments, we got 4th of July coming up, man. It's already here. This year is flying by.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, it's going to be hot, too.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I know. And we're going to be talking with the Pensacola Symphony after this segment about the 4th of July extravaganza.
Yeah, those... Peter and group are going to be pretty hot on July 4th.
They're going to earn their money on that day.
Yeah, so I hope they got a lot of fans to blow some air and keep them at least a little cool.
I wonder if they're going to be in suits. I mean, are they going to be dressed up black tie, or is it going to be Bermuda shorts?
No, it'll be holiday attire.
Good.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Good deal. Good deal. That's going to be a great event. Lots of fireworks happening. It's going to be a great week. Thursday on the show, I don't have anybody. So you need to come back on July 4th and hang out with me because I won't have any guests. So it's just going to be a pep talk kind of day. Well, Thursday.
You never know. I don't have anything planned until later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm going over to a party over in Gulf Breeze that from their house you can see.
Nice.
I guess several fireworks.
The
chamber, the Pensacola Beach Chamber and Blue Wahoos and the city.
Right.
City fireworks,
Which
is the one that you will probably be at.
Oh, yes, definitely. But I got to get home early because I got to be up for pep talk the next day.
Mm.
So I'll be in here on Friday, bright and early, 9 a.m. It's going to be a great event. Lots of people are going to be in town for this. It's going to be great. So, I guess it's kind of, Independence Day probably doesn't hit the same way for you, I guess, as it does for us, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
you feel that sense of pride?
Yes, because I'm now a U.S. citizen.
Right.
And, yes, that's where my allegiance is. And I kind of have a sense of pride. I mean, obviously, you sort of beat the pants off my birth country. I like to say you didn't play very fair with your guerrilla warfare.
No, we were going to get out of that situation no matter what we had to do. So.
Yeah, you should have done it like gentlemen, line up. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
There are rules of war.
If we only had that kind of mentality today. Ah, man. Mm-hmm. Have you gone by and seen the white Rolls Royce? Have you seen it close up yet?
I have not.
Man, they did a great job. It looks so good.
I know as I drive down Bayfront, it gleams.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful.
It does. It does. So I want to get a better look on the interior of that car. I've only kind of glanced at the outside.
I wouldn't look too close.
Not too close. All right. Yeah.
I don't think they included the interior.
Upholstery. It sits in the sun most of the day. It's more just a landmark, really. It's not for cruising around town.
Yeah. But.
Yes, and if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a white Rolls Royce that is always parked right by the Pelican, right there on Bayfront as you're getting onto Three Mile Bridge or getting off of Three Mile Bridge, depending on what direction. And it's been a landmark. It's been there forever. I just remember seeing it. It's the one thing I really remembered about going to Gulf Breeze from Pensacola when I was visiting here was that white Rolls Royce. So, but yeah, Mr. Reeves is put in some time and money to make that, to restore it to its former glory. So glad to see that.
Yes, it is truly a landmark in
it really is.
Pensacola.
Yes. What are some other landmarks that you can think of? I know, as you get into town a little bit more, we've got the big coffee cup, the coffee place right there on
Cervantes.
Yep. That's a good landmark.
Yeah. Well, I always think about downtown. I think where Vinyl Music Hall is. Mm-hmm. It was the when I came to town, it was empty, but it had been it's gone out of my head.
Mm.
But that I think is a beautiful building.
Yes.
But there's so many landmarks. I think obviously the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Is I don't know if you've ever climbed to the top of that. It's a pretty hefty.
I have not actually.
Yeah,
but I want to.
It's it'll put you out of breath by the time you get to the top.
I bet. I would love to do a ghost hunt.
It'll see
there.
If your heart still works.
Mm-hmm. My ghost hunters crew was there. They investigated that lighthouse at one point. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They caught some things, some EVPs. So that's what always freaks me out the worst is when they go in there and they take pictures and they take video and they don't see anything, they don't experience anything, but then they get home and they listen to the tapes and it's like, is there anybody here with us? And it's like, yes, I'm here. Don't come back to Pensacola. We've got too many people here. is this a ghost or a disgruntled local?
I did watch a couple of those programs and it's all quiet and they're like, oh, I heard something. Are you out there?
Yep.
It was, I don't know, somebody brushed against the door or something.
Exactly. You know,
it's
somebody's stomach growls and they're like, that was a woman's voice. It's like, no, one of the four cameramen that are in here that you can't see, one of them's hungry.
So, yeah,
What I love is when they'll do the old shave and a haircut, you know, and then they'll want them to tap back twice, yes, and then they'll hear like one little noise, and there it was, a response. Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, no, that was a squirrel. All right, 850-437-1620. We're going to get to some topics. I don't know what we're talking about today.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place
all
today.
Over the place.
That's okay.
Yeah. So we're just still watching the Trump immunity case. That's very exciting. And just talking local events. We got July 4th coming up. The symphony's going to be playing. We've got all that. Check out ballingerpublishing.com for more information on what's going on in our community. Also, Downtown Crowd, if you want to see what, you know, live music and great restaurants and art around Pensacola. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between Biden and Trump and who lied more, who was cognitively fit, who was better at golf, you know, all the things. Also got our monthly update from Ryan Jenkins about farming in North Santa Rosa County. And Sheriff Bob Johnson settled the question of who lied when it came to James Hawkins and Colton Wright's disagreement over whether he endorsed that ridiculous, silly immigration proposal from last week. You can listen for yourself on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Check out Pensacola Magazine. Also, Downtown Crowd. Lots of other great publications. Any sneak peek on the July issues?
Well, as a matter of fact, I checked before I left the office. Downtown Crowd is being delivered today.
Nice.
They didn't get to my office, unfortunately, so I don't have a copy. But I will when I return. And it is online at ballingerpublishing.com.
Nice.
And I can tell you that there's a really interesting article in there. Are you into Trivial Pursuit?
I love Trivial
Me
Pursuit.
Me too.
Oh, I used to play that when I was a kid.
Well,
loved it.
There's an article, a guide to where you can play Trivial Pursuit.
Oh.
In Pensacola, lots of places.
Hmm. With the old style game pieces and the little triangles and stuff, or is it a little more high tech now, probably?
Well, it was the cards, remember?
Right.
You have the stack of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to remember how I played it, but you pulled a card.
Yep. You pulled the card, and then if you answered it, you got a little, it was like a little colored peg, and you put it in this little circle holder, right? And if you filled up your circle with all the pegs, then you won. That's the way I remember
it. I don't remember that one. That must be the American version.
I think that was the Hasbro version. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you throw a dice, and then there were like five categories or six categories or something?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
players move their pieces around a board, the squares they land on determining the subject of the question they're asked from a card.
Now,
history, science, and nature. Lots of good categories there. And then they earned plastic wedges, which were slotted into the answer's playing piece. The answerer's playing piece. So, yeah. Oh. Yeah, there was a lot of different, I think, board game versions of it.
Mm.
But, yeah.
I used to be actually really good at it.
Yeah, I bet.
Certain categories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, pop culture, we need somebody young that knows that. Mm-hmm. But like history and movies, particularly old movies. I was pretty darn good, if I say so myself.
Yes. All right. We're getting some texts in here. Somebody wanted to let us know about a new mural at Richie's East. It's a 60-by-20-foot mural. Looks great. It says, "Welcome to Pensacola." It's got a sea turtle on there. That looks great. So, yeah, Richie's East has a great one.
Now, which wall would that be? That'd be the wall facing, what is that, Gregory?
I believe so, yes. I can't tell by the photo, but
I have not seen that.
Yep, it looks beautiful from the picture they sent.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody wants to know where to send local business press releases for potential articles.
To info at BallingerPublishing.com.
All right.
And we'll be happy to take a look and help if we can.
Very nice. Info at BallingerPublishing.com.
I-N-F-O at BallingerPublishing.com. Or, of course, you can send them directly to me, Malcolm. At BallingerPublishing.com. Always love to hear from everybody.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously we can't put everything in there, but we'll see what we can do.
And if you check out online at BallingerPublishing.com, the latest edition of Downtown Crowd is already posted and got some vintage clothing that you're featuring in there. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, I took a look at that article. Mm-hmm. It's not my thing, frankly.
Mm. It's fun to do every once in a while with your friends.
Go to but a those old store. T-shirts.
Yeah,
I don't know that. No.
Yeah,
but I understand it.
We don't wear used underwear or socks or anything like that. So why a shirt? You know, why does that? I don't know. I've always thought that, like, you know, secondhand clothing. I mean, I'm all for saving some money and helping a good cause, but man, I'm a germaphobe. So
wearing
somebody else's old clothes.
Yeah.
I have heard about the Taylor Swift trivia night actually before, and that's presented by Zarzar Law, and that's coming up. If you check out Downtown Crowd, there's all these weekly trivia nights. Me and my wife have been talking about doing this.
Yeah.
They have one at this skating rink that we really want to go to, and it's got an arcade in it, and there's all kinds of great trivia nights there. All your great, local hotspots that have trivia is all in the latest edition of Downtown Crowd. Go to downtowncrowd.com or BallingerPublishing.com. Check out all those publications.
We need to put together a team of different knowledge categories.
Yep.
Like you'd be probably pretty good in music and...
Yep. Arts entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Pop culture, probably.
Maybe. Yeah. My wife would be pop culture, definitely.
I'd be very good in the history, as I said.
Definitely.
In particular. But Hollywood.
Science and nature, probably.
Yeah. Pre-1930, unfortunately.
I would love to go back and read the cards.
They've made a lot of movies since 1930.
Yeah, I know. I would love to go back and read some of those cards on pop culture, like when we used to play it, and see what those clues were, you know, like...
Yeah.
You know, new star of a television show called Wheel of Fortune.
I used to have a pretty good memory for things, and, you know, that question would come up, what was the opening line to A Tale of Two Cities?
Was
the Dickens.
The best of times.
No,
yeah.
They were the best of times. They were worst of times. I always remembered that. Nobody else did. And
it's
one to remember out there. I don't know if it's still in the stack of cards. They probably threw that out.
I don't know much, but the random, weird, off-the-wall stuff that I do remember sometimes comes in handy. We're going to be taking another commercial break. We'll be right back to wrap up with Malcolm Ballinger. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs, playing all types of music from the 50s through today. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan-favorite, high-energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Bands on the Beach, this Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7.
All right. That music lets us know that we are about out of time.
You know, time flies so quickly on a Monday morning.
It really does.
We've just not hardly got into anything.
I know. That's why you need to come back on Thursday.
You know, I will come back on Thursday.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Happy 4th. Yes, I'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah.
And everybody out there, happy 4th.
Exactly.
AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.